USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. An explosion rocked a New Jersey apartment building Friday afternoon as fire department crews raced to put out the flames shooting out of the structure. A multi-level apartment building in Carteret had heavy smoke and tall flames shooting out from much of the roof by 2 p.m. At one point, an explosion could be seen in the middle of the roof and the top floor of the building. The Carteret Fire Department confirmed teams from neighboring towns were assisting in fire operations. All residents were being asked to avoid the immediate area. Claims for U.S. jobless benefits unexpectedly jumped last week, offering the latest reminder that the American economy and the labor market are not yet back to normal. Weekly jobless claims stood at 419,000, adjusted for seasonal swings, according to the Labor Department, climbing by more than 50,000 and exceeding economists' expectations. This is USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
The National Weather Service is expanding the emergency alerts it issues on mobile phones. Beginning August 2nd, the agency will add a destructive severe thunderstorm warning category to its alert system, similar to the ones used for tornado and flash flood warnings. Severe thunderstorms deemed destructive will activate a wireless emergency alert on smartphones, the Weather Service said on Twitter. Criteria for a destructive threat is at least 2¾-inch diameter hail and or 80-mile-per-hour thunderstorm winds. An engineer hired to help figure out why a South Florida condominium collapsed last month is warning officials that it still might not be safe enough to reopen the avenue out front.
All these old condo buildings, all of them are facing the need for major repairs. All of them.
Structural engineer Alan Kilsheimer warned officials in a letter on Thursday that Collins Avenue could crumble. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw.
A teenage pilot had to make an emergency landing on a New Jersey bridge Monday afternoon after the aircraft experienced an engine malfunction. Landon Lucas, 18, was flying a banner plane over the southern New Jersey shoreline when he realized the airbox of his plane was dangling off the spring, preventing a proper flow of fuel on his aircraft.
Once your propeller actually comes to a complete stop and you're sitting there like, holy crap, I can't screw this up. Flying a plane is easy, but then once you start flying an airplane that doesn't work, that's when it gets difficult.
The Ocean City Police Department and the FAA arrived to the scene to inspect the aircraft shortly after its landing. Both the FAA and National Safety Transportation Board will investigate the incident, the FAA said. NBC will not add canned crowd sounds to their Olympic coverage. More from Lance Pry.
When the pandemic shut down sporting events to people in the stands, television networks canned artificial sounds into the video feeds, making it feel as if fans were in the seats. NBC has announced it does not plan on adding additional crowd noises to the Olympic Games and will air them as they actually sound during the competitions. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The National Weather Service is expanding the emergency alerts it issues on mobile phones. Beginning August 2nd, the agency will add a destructive severe thunderstorm warning category to its alert system, similar to the ones used for tornado and flash flood warnings. For USA Radio News, I'm Brad Bernards.